Hey guys, welcome to The Adapt Effect. This is a podcast designed to give you an approachable take to help you grow in all things health, wellness, and fitness. I'm your host, Amber Dupree, and you are now listening to episode 9. This is the beginning of a 3-part series on strictly calories and everything you need to know about calories, so make sure you guys stay tuned in for the next 2 episodes to come. On today's podcast, we're going to learn what a calorie is, and we're also going to learn if all calories are the same. Okay, so calories. What a calorie is, are all calories the same? That's going to be what we cover today. On the next podcast that drops, it's going to cover how many calories you should be eating. So I kind of did this in one of my previous podcasts. I explained how to gain, maintain, or lose weight. This one's going to break it down even more for you. It's just going to tell you how many calories you should be eating and a very simple way to strategize that and to fit it into your lifestyle. And then the third episode will be everything you need to know about micro and macro nutrients. It's going to break down exactly what they are, what they do in the body, and how much of what you need to be consuming. All right, guys, let's jump right on in. All right, so calorie series part 1. What a calorie is, and are all calories the same? Okay, so are there good and bad calories? This is a huge debate right now in the fitness industry, and I actually find it kind of comical because there's just so much misinformation, and I just want to set the record straight. So share this to your friends who argue with you on this. If you're starting your fitness journey, share this to those people as well, okay? Now, a calorie. Dun-dun-dun. A calorie is just a unit of measurement. Okay, that's all it is. So the same way a mile is a unit of measurement, a mile is a mile, the same way a calorie is a calorie. Okay, now a calorie is a unit of energy. So in nutrition, calories refer to the energy people get from food and what they drink and what they consume and the energy they use in their physical activity. Okay, so a calorie tells us how much energy is in a food. That's it, guys. So to say there's a good calorie and a bad calorie, it physically does not make sense. Doesn't make sense, okay? Just the same way a mile on the road is the same as swimming a mile in the ocean. One may take you longer. You may get from point A to point B quicker with one. But at the end of the day, a mile is still a mile. A calorie is still a calorie. So, now what changes is the structural composition, I guess you can say. So, in a mile, water, sand, concrete, that all changes the difficulty of it, right? Same goes for a calorie, guys. What changes is the nutritional composition, okay? So, the nutritional composition, that's the micro and macronutrients, the nutrition that is inside of that calorie, okay? So, a calorie tells us how much energy is in food. And basically, it makes no sense to say there's a good calorie or bad calorie because, like I keep saying, it's just a unit of measurement, okay? Calorie is a calorie the same way a mile is always going to be a mile. So one, like I said, might get you from point A to point B quicker, more efficiently, but it's still just a unit of measurement, okay? So there's no bad calorie, good calorie. Kind of get that out of your mind, okay? People often will try to scare you into buying their honestly bullshit product because they'll just over dramatize and over complicate how to lose weight, how to burn fat, how to do all these things. So they're gonna make you believe that what they're selling or their food or their brand is the best of the best and it's going to help you lose weight. Guys, in terms of actual weight loss, in terms of just losing weight, we're not talking about in terms of overall health, but in terms of just losing weight, what it comes down to is calories in versus calories out. That is it. There's no more to it. In terms of just weight loss or just weight gain, all it comes down to is calories in versus calories out. Now, of course, some foods are more nutritious. Some are less nutritious. But you shouldn't be too rigid in either direction because then it won't be sustainable for you and your lifestyle. Okay? So, overall health obviously is a lot more than just calories in versus calories out. That's something I also want to stress the importance on during this podcast, because although if you eat less calories in a day than you or if you burn more calories in a day than you consume, yes, you're going to lose weight. However, the end all be all do all for overall health does not just rely on losing weight, right? I mean, that can be your first goal, and that's fine, and that's great. And if you're strictly worried about aesthetics, and if you're strictly worried about just losing weight, then yes, it just comes down to calories in versus calories out. If you're just focused on gaining weight, yes, of course, it just comes down to calories in versus calories out. That is the easiest, most, you can't differentiate from that. You can't stray away from that. That's just what it is. There's no magic sauce, no magic tea, no magic pill, no magic nothing. That's all it is. Now, in terms of overall health, it's a lot more than just calories in versus calories out. Now, don't lose me here, guys, because now I'm going to go into kind of the overall health aspect of it. But I just really want to stress, a calorie is a calorie. It can't be good. It can't be bad. Just the same way a mile is a mile. It doesn't change if you're swimming, hiking, running, walking. It's still that same measurement, okay? Now, so the calories in versus calories out, that model is based on the idea that to maintain like your stable weight, the number of calories you eat need to match the number of calories you expend. So basically what that means, guys, is if you want to sustain your weight, you need to be eating as many calories as you're burning throughout the day. If you want to lose weight, you need to be eating less calories. If you want to gain weight, you need to be eating more calories, okay? And if this doesn't make sense to you, go ahead and refer back to how to lose, gain, and maintain weight, and that really breaks it down for you. Just so you can kind of fill in those gaps of what doesn't make sense to you. But in terms of basic calories, that's all it comes down to. Now, I really want to stress this as well. There's three different ways, main ways, I guess you can say, that your body chooses to burn calories, okay? So the first way is your basic metabolism. How do I explain this? Your body uses most of the calories you get from food to sustain basic functions. And so all that means is it's like your heart rate, things like that, things that you do unconsciously that your body just needs to do. This is referred to as, I spoke about this on a few episodes back, I think it was that same episode, how to lose, gain, or maintain weight, but this is referred to as your basal metabolic rate. This is your BMR, okay? And all that means, guys, is how many calories you're gonna be burning in 24 hours if you don't move a muscle, okay? So that's one of the ways your body burns calories, okay? The second way your body burns calories is through digestion. And so some of you actually don't know this, but around 10 to 15% of the calories you eat is used to power digestion, okay? This is known as the thermic effect of food. So for sure, it's called the TEF. Sorry, I had to break that down for myself there, kind of forgot. And it varies based on the foods you eat, okay? So the third way your body burns calories is then through physical activity. So say you eat excess calories, right? And you already have your basal metabolic rate going, your basic metabolism going, you already have digestion going. So that's already accounting for some of the calories you're burning throughout the day. Now, physical activity, that's kind of where you can take the leftover calories you get from your diet, and it's meant to fuel your physical activity. So this can be workouts, everyday tasks, like, I don't know, walking, reading, hiking, walking your dogs, washing dishes, whatever your daily activities are. This is when you could be burning those excess calories, okay? So when the number of calories you take in from food matches the number of calories you burn to sustain your metabolism, to sustain your digestion, to sustain your physical activity, those three key factors we just talked about, then at that point, your weight will remain stable. So if you want to lose weight, you need to be obviously burning more calories throughout the day, whether it be, you know, through physical activity, walking, hiking, working out. And if you want to gain weight, you need to be eating more calories than what you're burning in the day, okay? So therefore, this all comes back to the calories in versus calories out model, right? So therefore, calories in versus calories out, I really want to stress that. I don't want it to get lost in this episode. That model is true. You need to be in a caloric deficit to lose weight. You need to be in a caloric surplus to gain weight. So there's really no argument when it comes to, is there a good calorie or a bad calorie? Okay, and I really want you guys to get this. Just the same way that there's no argument if there's a good mile or a bad mile, okay? It's just a unit of measurement. This argument is one of the ones that really just kind of boggles my mind the most. And I don't really want to call it an argument, but this is just one of those conversations where people try to argue with me A, if you're not going to listen to my side, then I'm already over the conversation. But it's just one of those things where if you would just be open to somebody's perspective and listen to what they're trying to say, it is such an easy concept to grasp. However, our social constructs, our society, the fitness industry today makes these concepts so hard to grasp because they make it seem like it has so many other factors and variations that are tied into it, and it's just not the case. Okay, so like I said, truly does come down to calories in versus calories out. Okay, you need to be in a deficit to lose weight, you need to be in a surplus to gain weight, and if you want to maintain, you just need to be at your maintenance mode, okay? So once your body's energy needs are met, extra calories are stored for future use, okay? So some are stored in your muscles, and the ones that are stored in your muscles, that's glycogen, but most are stored as fat. So if your body stores some extra calories as glycogen in your muscles, everything else is stored as fat. So that is why eating more calories than you burn will cause you to gain weight. Whereas obviously eating fewer calories than you need will cause you to lose weight, right? So when energy is needed, glycogen is quickly mobilized to deliver fuel to where the body needs, right? Your body has the ability to burn both fat and carbohydrates for energy. Now, carbohydrates, that's the glycogen we were just talking about. But given the choice, your body will always, always, always choose carbohydrates or glycogen because it's the quickest and easiest route and one that requires the least immediate energy, I guess you can say, okay? So for overall health, it goes much deeper than calories in versus calories out. The source of calories impacts your hormones and affects your health, and it affects your health differently with what type of nutrient-dense calories you're choosing to put into your body. The types of food you eat also affect how full you feel, right? Your nutrient intake impacts your hunger, feelings of fullness. So that's why they say, you know, eating 100 calorie servings of, I don't know, beans, that's going to reduce your hunger much more effectively than eating, I don't know, 100 calories of candy, okay? So the source of calories has different effects on your metabolism. Food affects your metabolism differently. For instance, so some require more work to digest, absorb, or metabolize than others, right? The amount of nutrients a food contains per calorie, that can also vary greatly. And when I say that, so the amount of food, the amount of nutrients a food can contain, that ties into the micro and macronutrients aspect of it. That's going to be the third part of this three-part series, so hold on tight with me. I don't want to dig in too deep on that just yet, but just kind of use it as a teaser, right? So the amount of nutrients a food contains per calorie, that varies greatly, okay? And that's going to affect how you feel, your energy levels, your hormones, your stress levels. That's all going to play a huge role into that, okay? So now nutrient-dense food, they provide higher amounts of vitamins, minerals, you know, these beneficial compounds per gram compared to less nutrient-dense foods. Again, okay, so now we're again comparing the beans as opposed to candy, right? So you're going to feel a lot fuller for longer if you choose to fill your body up with, you know, meat, potatoes, beans, as opposed to candy. You're going to be hungry again in an hour if you have 100 calories of candy versus 100 calories of beans, okay? So, obviously, fruits are much more nutrient-dense than donuts. That's where the argument comes into. That's why people say, oh, there are good calories and bad calories. But as we've already learned, that's not the case. Fruits can be more nutrient-dense than donuts. So for calorie, fruits will provide a much larger dose of vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial plant compounds, right? That a donut won't provide. However, it still comes down to calories in versus calories out. And with that, obviously, if you're fueling your body with these nutrient-dense components, then you're going to be satisfied longer. You're going to be feeling fuller longer. You're going to be having better energy, better hormones, better all-around feeling with your overall body, eating 1,600 calories of nutrient-dense foods than you would eating 1,600 calories of cereal or, you know, candy. Therefore, it's going to be more sustainable for you to lose weight or gain weight If you're fueling your body with these nutrient-dense items, because you're going to be feeling more satisfied at the end of the day, and then it will thus lead to less binge eating and nighttime cravings and things of that nature, okay? So from a strictly biological perspective, yes, the calories in versus calories out, that model matters for weight loss. It matters for weight gain. It matters for maintaining. But you will only lose weight if you consume fewer calories than you burn, regardless of the types of food you eat. But what I wanted to say was, it's not going to help your overall health if you're just fueling your body with candy, cereal, Snickers, donuts, whatever these, you know, not so nutrient dense foods are, okay? Another thing with the calories in versus calories out model, it fails to kind of take nutrient density into account, which is, nutrient density, guys, is highly relevant to your overall health. Now, again, if your goals in life or your fitness goals don't pertain to overall health or, you know, how you're feeling, your energy, your stress levels, your hormonal levels, then that's fine. If you're strictly worried about aesthetics, that is totally okay. But just know that nutrient density, it is highly relevant to your health. So different foods can impact your hormones, your metabolism, your hunger, your feelings of fullness, and they affect them directly, okay? So in return, that can influence your caloric intake. So like I said before, if you're eating 1,800, 1,700, whatever amount of calories you're eating, if you're eating just shitty food, guys, and you're not fueling your body the way your body yearns to be fueled, I mean, obviously there's balance, and I'm a huge advocate for balance, but if you're only one side of the spectrum fueling your body with shit food, that will influence your caloric intake, because you're going to be hungry by 5 p.m. when you've already had your 1,600 calories. So of course you're going to continue to eat. So it's just one of those things, work smarter, and kind of really start to educate the foods you're putting into your body. That way it can get you to your goal, and it makes your goal something sustainable instead of something that just kind of puts you on this yo-yo diet effect, right? So if your goal is to eat 1,700 calories a day, I don't know, it's going to be a lot easier to feel satisfied eating nutrient-dense foods than eating candy all day, right? So one thing I really just want you guys to kind of understand is, a calorie is a calorie, the same way a mile is a mile, okay? There's no such thing as a good or bad calorie. It's a unit of measurement. That's it. However, now, guys, what I will say is that what is in that calorie can help you determine how quick you're able to run that mile, or how quick you're able to swim that mile or hike that mile, okay? So that's kind of the nutrient dense level of it. But at the end of the day, when it comes to fat loss, weight gain, weight loss, maintaining, it is strictly that. Calories in versus calories out, and do not let anyone tell you otherwise, okay? Now, depending on where your aspirations are and what your goals are in fitness, that will largely play a factor into what kind of foods you choose to fuel your body, okay? So guys, that pretty much sums up the show. I want to give a huge thank you to all of you that took the time out of your day to learn, grow, and adapt with me. For more of me, go ahead and follow my personal Instagram at amber.dupree. Dupree is spelled with D-U-P-R-E-E-E, three E's. That's where I post my daily workouts, health and fitness tips, and just express myself. All right, guys, I hope you all stay tuned for the next two episodes to come. I'm looking forward to it. And please subscribe, give me a rating, give me a review, leave me some feedback. Let me know what you guys like and what you don't like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, okay? Thank you all for tuning in. See you next time.